Leviticus chapter 17. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron, his sons, and all the Israelites, and say to them, This is what the Lord has commanded. If any one of the house of Israel sacrifices an ox, lamb, or goat inside or outside the camp, and has not brought it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, to offer it as an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, that person will be guilty of bloodshed. He has shed blood, so that person will be cut off from among his people. This is done so that the Israelites will bring their sacrifices that they sacrifice in the open field to the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting to the priest, and sacrifice them for sacrifices of peace offerings to the Lord. Then the priest will sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and burn the fat as a pleasing aroma to the Lord. So they must no longer offer their sacrifices to the goat idols, after whom they prostitute themselves. This is to be a statute forever for them throughout their generations. You shall say to them, Any one from the house of Israel or foreigners that reside among them, who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting to sacrifice it to the Lord, that person will be cut off from his people. If any one of the house of Israel or foreigner that resides among them eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the body is in the blood, so I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your lives, for it is the blood that makes atonement for life. Therefore I said to the Israelites, None of you is allowed to eat blood, nor shall any foreigner who resides among you eat blood. Any one of the Israelites or of the foreigners who reside among them, who hunts an animal or bird that may be eaten, must pour out its blood and cover it with dirt. For the life of every creature is in its blood. Therefore I told the Israelites, You must not eat the blood of any creature, for the life of every creature is its blood. Whoever consumes it will be cut off. Everyone who eats an animal that has died of itself, or that was torn by wild animals, whether he is a native citizen or a foreigner, he must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. Then he will be clean. But if he does not wash his clothes or bathe his body, then he must be punished for his iniquity.